Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda. I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of the wasan composed by Shinran in praise of the teachings of Shanda. Shinran Chunin no Zendo Daishi nitsuite no kousou wasan kara itadakitai to omoimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho onegai shimasu. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the Supreme Shinjin. Shakyamida wa jihi no bumo, shuju ni zengyo hoben chi, warera ga mujo no shinjin no hoki seshime tamai keri to namandabu tsunamandabu. Good morning, everyone. We're here this morning observing our April Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Yokoso 4月 no Shotsuki Hoyo no omairi de gozaimasu. So our Shotsuki Hoyo service is a time when we reflect upon the loved ones who have passed over to the other shore in the month of April. And we also reflect on our own journey in life and the ways in which we are guided and supported by those loved ones who we remember this morning. まあ、初月法要というのは、この4月にお浄土に往生した方々のことをしなびながら、自分自身の人生を振り返ってみる機会でございます。So, this past week, I myself, had a bit of a journey. I traveled to the Central Valley and, had an opportunity to visit 4 temples in the Fresno area.
私は先週は、フレスノ周辺の、4つのお寺に、行くことがございました。
And while I was there, I had the good fortune of receiving the hospitality of one of my good friends, the Reverend Alan Sakamoto, who was a classmate of mine when I was studying in Japan.
私は京都で勉強した時の、同級生の、開教師が、坂本アラン先生ですけど、一緒に、フレズノの、ホストしていただきました。そう、そしてもらいました。
And so, Reverend Alan and I, went through a lot together. We studied at, Chuobukyo Gakuin, the Buddhist Seminary. And there's a certain phrase that we like to kind of share when we reflect on those times in our life. We like to say, what happened in Kyoto stays in Kyoto.
まあ、私たちが京都で勉強したときに、まあ、その時のいろいろ楽しいことあったけど、ここに帰ってきたら詳しく説明はいらないかなと、二人の、まあ、約束があります。
But we, you know, one of the most, kind of, I would say in a way, life-changing events, I think in both of our lives, was something we went through together, which were our tokudo and kyoshi ordination. So when a person becomes a minister, you have to go to Kyoto and spend 10 days at a temple called Nishiyama Betsuin. It's a special temple for training Buddhist priests in the Jodo Shinshu tradition. And so any person who's a minister who wears these robes has spent their time at Nishiyama Betsuin in Kyoto, without exception. It's the only way that a person can become a minister in the Jodo Shinshu Nishihonganji tradition. And so there are two levels of training you go through. The first one is called Tokudo, which is like a Buddhist boot camp. And then there's another one that's called Kyoshi, which is more of a kind of a capstone program. But they're both about, Tokudo is 11 days, Kyoshi is about 10 days. But so it's both over a week that you're living in this temple, together with a group of other people. And because Reverend Alan and I were part of a program that was preparing us for this, we went through it together and with all of our other classmates. And to me, it was a great source of strength to have, Reverend Allen there with me.
まあ、あの、そう、特道というのは、この僧侶のなるた、になるための、あの、まあ、研修というか、まあ、修行でもないんですけど、まあ、修行のようなものを、あの、まあ、11日間、あの、ほぼ10日間を、西山別院というお寺に、あの、まあ、住みこもって、そこで、まあ、修行じゃないですけど、まあ、修行のような、あの、練習を、まあ、教師をすることがありますね。そしてまた、あの、しばらく経ったら、また10日間同じところに入って教師ということがあります。
And so at the end of this process, at the end of the tokudo, you get to wear the robes and be a minister.
Tokudo 終わったら、まあ、お坊さんとなったということですね。
And at the end of the 教師, then you have the, the right, or I should say the privilege, the credentials to serve as the resident minister of a temple in Japan.
そして、まあ、特度終わったら坊さんとなって、教師終わったら、あの、まあ、住職の資格を取れたということですね。
And then to be a minister here in the United States, there's yet another level of, kind of orientation you need to go through.
まあ、開教師になるためにはもう一つの、ことですね。
And so, today, as I reflect on, you know, our journey together through life,which is what our Shotsuki Hoyo is really about, reflecting on our own journey, I have on my mind some of the experiences that I had with, Reverend Allen while we were studying, in Kyoto.
で、まあ、京都と一緒に坂本先生と勉強した時のことを、頭に浮かんでいます。
Last month, I had the opportunity to assist with a program in, at the Jodo Shinshu Center in Berkeley, where we were preparing a group, we're in the process of preparing a group of people, aspiring ministers, ministers' assistants, to go over to Japan and do this, tokudo training.
まあ、先月は浄土真宗センターで、あの、特道の研修を準備している方々の、あの、そういう研修の手伝いをしたことがありました。
And so as I saw the, you know, the ministers, they had their newly minted robes fresh out of the boxes from Japan, and they were figuring out how to tie them on, and they were getting things backwards and upside down, and we were helping them get all straightened out. It reminded me of my own experience, learning how to wear the robes, that sort of the smell and the feeling of lots of fresh, crisp robes, and it really brought me back to the days of my own tokudo experience.Now, a lot of ministers and ministers of assistants who've gone through this program, when they talk about tokudo, their eyes kind of glaze over and they get this faraway look and, you know, they sort of get very sentimental. It was such a wonderful, meaningful, beautiful experience for me, this great privilege. I myself found it to be a very miserable experience.It was very, very hard for me. It's difficult. Because there's a lot of sitting in seiza. Seiza is that kind of Japanese way of sitting on your leg.
まあ、seiza が長い。まずは、tokudo。
And I don't have the legs that were built to sit long hours of seiza.
私の足がこの長く seiza は触れないことありますね。
And, there's the teachers, there's a certain Japanese word that really captures the teachers. You know the word kibishi?Kibishi, the teachers are really kibishi. They're really kind of, you know, they want to make sure you got it right. And so Reverend Allen and I, made up all of these kind of, sort of funny nicknames for the teachers that were very disrespectful. And, you know, one of those things that happens in Kyoto and stays in Kyoto. But we, you know, so that was our way of, you know, kind of being there together. And we made up these funny, kind of nicknames for the teachers to kind of lighten the mood a little bit.But nevertheless, I still remember, on about the fifth day, noticing the train as I looked out. We were sort of, it's like we were sort of closed off in this temple, but there was one bathroom window where you could look out and see into the outside world. You could see people pedaling by on their bikes and, you know, kids coming, going from school, you know, people going to work. And so I remember looking out this one window and seeing a train go by.Seeing a train go by and realizing that's the train that runs by my house. And the next thing I knew, I was fantasizing about my escape. I was thinking about, okay, wait, okay, I could go back to my room, pack up all my stuff, and I could just charge out the door. And, you know, if I timed the trains right, then I would be back home in my apartment in the next 20 minutes. And so I actually sort of caught myself having this whole fantasy about my escape. まあ私一回あのその阪急電車がちょうど西山別院のあの横に走ってるんですけど、私も京都の阪急電車の山陰駅の近くに住んでたので、あの私がじゃあこうあのその阪急電車に乗って逃げることを本当に具体的にちょっと企画してしまったこともありました。
So I was, you know, I was kind of having a rough time of it. We can say that.
まあ私ちょっと大変でした。大変でしたことがあったんですね。
And I remember, one of the few, times when you could really relax and get some relief during the day was at the end of the day we would have the traditional Japanese bath.
で、まあ一日が終わったらその日本の、まあ綺麗な風呂場があって、その風呂に入って、まあストレスを発散して友達と自由に話せて、あの、ちょっと楽になったんですね。
And so the bath area was the one area where the instructors weren't there keeping an eye on you, and so you could really just relax, enjoy the warm bath, and just kind of talk with your friends and joke. And I remember, you know, sort of joking with Reverend Allen, and then as we, you know, came out of the bath and then drying off,afterwards and talking to some of our other classmates because we all had this sort of group of classmates we were with and, you know, feeling kind of relieved and relaxed, but just turning to one of my classmates and saying, you know, that was a long day.
まあ長かった、今日長かったと言いました、友達に、あの風呂上がりで。
And it was very interesting because a friend just turned to me with a big smile on his face and he was having just as hard a time as I was. You know, he had knee problems and was having a hard time sitting too, but he just turned to me and he said, Yeah, 短かったよ. He said, No, it was short. It was a short day. And I thought, you know, it sort of caught me by surprise, but I thought, oh yeah, that's, you know, he's right. You know, this 10 days, 11 days, this is just going to blow by.
このまあ10日間はあっという間に過ごすと気づいた。
And then looking back on it now, I realized that, you know, the deeper truth is that, you know, we have a certain number of years here in our lives, a certain number of time that we get to spend with our loved ones, a certain number of time that we had with those loved ones that we remember here today. And that too,
短かった。
That too passes just as if just an instant, as if a day passes.
そしてまあその先亡者との時間もそうだったし、私たちの人生もまあ限りあるんですね。この世の中にある時間、あっという間に過ごす、短いね。ひょっとしたら短かったね。今までの人生考えたら短かったね。
So I think if we all look back on our lives, up to this point, we could say it was a short period of time, and perhaps looking back on the time we had with those loved ones, we also feel that was a short period of time.And so we're encouraged to really look deeply at our lives and how we're living moment to moment.
して自分の人生をよくよく見つめて、よくよく考えることありますね。
So, you know, in the midst of all the difficulties, all the hard times, all the challenges we face, that's our life. It's not going to be any other way than it is at that very moment.
私たちの人生の中に大変なことがあっても、それこそが私の人生である。
And really, it's just fine as it is.
その人生は私にはそのままでいいということはよく説かれています。
So I get caught up in all my worries and my anxieties and I gotta do this and I gotta do that and I gotta go to this place and do that thing. And sometimes I lose sight of the fact that in reality, there are all of these people, all of these things around me, all of these good friends.In good conditions that are supporting me up and holding me along the way.
まあ、たまにこの人生を支えてくれるものをちょっと見えなくなってしまって、いろいろなことを心配して、次はこれしないといけない、忙しい、これもしないといけない、忙しいとなってしまって、いろいろなものがすでに私を支えていている。私は海に浮かんでいるように。支えていることをあるということを忘れてしまいます。
In this life of the Nembutsu that we receive in the Buddha Dharma and the teachings of Shinran in the Pure Land Sutras, the support that we receive from those who share their love and friendship with me in their lives, that support, that is Amida Buddha's presence in my life. That's how we can understand that.That all this support and nurturing and care is Amida Buddha supporting me moment to moment in my life.
まあ、私の人生の中にすでに支えていることは、まあ、阿弥陀如来の存在であるんですね。
Those loved ones we remember today, they also have supported us in the past and continue to be present for us as that compassion of Amida Buddha, supporting us, that wisdom of Amida Buddha, showing us the way forward.
そして、まあ、先方者も阿弥陀ブッダと一緒になって、私たちの支えている阿弥陀如来の慈悲の働きの一部となっているということですね。
In his hymns on the patriarch, Shinran writes, Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shinjin is the mind of Buddhist faith that enjoys peace of mind in knowing that with the guidance of Amida Buddha, who's calling to us, calling us to the realm of immeasurable peace and bliss. And Shakyamuni Buddha, who dwelled here in this world and is urging us, go forth, keep going, don't give up. These two voices, hearing those voices and trusting in their guidance, we're able to realize that peace and bliss. Those loved ones we remember today stand with Amida Buddha on the other shore. For we're taught that having lived the life of the Nembutsu, the very moment that they passed from this world, that moment that occurred in sometime in April, maybe last year, maybe many years ago, that when they passed from this life, they immediately joined Amida Buddha on the other shore and became Buddhas themselves, ever guiding us and ever supporting us in our own journey of life and our own path to realizing true happiness right here, right now, for our time is short. So we remember these loved ones today at the Shotsuki Memorial Service. We offer our incense. We join our hands in Gassho. We say the words Namo Amida Butsu, because Namo Amida Butsu is a very special phrase that can capture all these deep sentiments of gratitude, of trusting, and of deep peace of mind.
この先方者のことを思い出したら、合掌をして、ここにお参りに来て、線香をあげて合掌して、南無阿弥陀仏を申すことがあるんですけど、この南無阿弥陀仏という言葉は、私たちの心に満ち溢れている、感謝の心、安心の心、この方に会ってよかったと思う心が、全部この南無阿弥陀仏に入っているということですね。
In that spirit, I now invite you to join me together. Let us put our hands in Gassho and say the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
その心でご一緒に合掌して念仏したいと思います。Namo Amida Butsu. Namo 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 Amida Butsu.